Welcome to this service on the second Sunday in Advent. We begin with verses from Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Today, Ian is going to speak to us about active patience, and then Anne and Collins will be leading us in our prayers. But first, here's our Bible reading, which today comes from 2 Peter chapter 3. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but he is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation.
So we continue our Advent journey, and we do not only anticipate the coming of the Christ child, the babe in Bethlehem, laid in a manger. And I love the beautiful words of Studd Kennedy, see midst the hair of the maiden so fair, the five little fingers of God. A wonderful picture of this awesome reality that God had come among us and had come to fulfill his purposes, and the sign was a baby. But also, we lift up our eyes to see and to anticipate the coming of the King of Glory at the point when all things are consummated, when we reach the end of the ages and Christ comes in all his radiant splendour, in all his majesty and glory. And so Peter says, God is going to keep that promise, and though you think things are going very slowly, it's not about slowness, it's about patience, says St. Peter. He says that God is reaching out to humanity in infinite love and tenderness, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the truth and of his saving purposes. And so the slowness, the fact that we've been around for 2,000 years since Jesus first came and lived among us, and fulfilled his ministry and died for humanity. And now here we are 2,000 years later, still anticipating his coming. Peter says that 1,000 years is like a day in the sight of God. He doesn't consider time in the way that we do. 1,000 years are as a day. Well, so there's been a couple of days since the life, ministry, death and resurrection of our Lord. And so he waits with infinite tenderness and patience. Bear in mind, says Peter, that his patience means salvation. Well, that's good news for us, and it's good news for the world. His patience means salvation. Patience is something I think that we all need. And in fact, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit that we all need in our lives. I have a friend who is a minister of a church, and he is renowned for being quite impatient. He wants things to be done yesterday. And he has a sign up on the wall of his study that says, Lord, please give me patience, but hurry. And there is sometimes that about us, that we have a sense of agitation, of irritation, and of impatience. And we need in this Advent season that patience that rests in the certainty of God's promises and anticipates joyfully the fulfillment of those promises. And we need to live in that state of readiness. And Peter talks about that in terms of our character, our trust in God, our relationship with God, that we are living prepared, that our lives are prepared, that we don't have to do some hasty planning of preparation just before the end comes. The fact is, we do not know when the end will come. We do not know when Christ will return. And so we need to live with readiness always. And a little while ago, through Facebook, I reconnected with an old friend. We'd been friends as boys. His name was Cliff, and Cliff lived in Newbiggin-by-Sea, which was on the coast, obviously, and I lived in Birtley, just a little bit south of Newcastle. Our friendship was strong because our parents' friendship was strong through the church. And he used to come and stay with us for a couple of weeks during the holidays, and I used to go and stay with them. I always felt that I got the better deal because every day during the summer holidays we could go down to the beach and swim in the sea. And when we reconnected through Facebook, he said, the thing that I could not believe was this, that your parents left us two 12-year-old boys alone in the house with two samurai swords hanging over the fireplace. My dad had these swords. I'd forgotten about that. He had these samurai swords hanging over the fireplace. And as soon as they left us in, we used to get them down. And we used to play with them. And there would be a highly choreographed, I must say, fight with the swords. But it was the clash of steel. And there was this swirling around of swords above our heads. It's a wonder we didn't cut each other to pieces. But we survived. And the signal for putting them back was the sound of my dad's old Ford Popular coming down the lane. As soon as we heard his old car chugging down the back lane, we put the swords back and resumed our act as angelic beings, small 12-year-old angelic beings, which we certainly were not. We had the warning, so we had some time for hasty preparation. But listen, when we consider this truth that Jesus is coming back, there is no warning. He will come as a thief, said Peter. And that means unannounced. And so there is a responsibility upon us to live with integrity, to live with faithfulness, to live our lives in the will and presence of God, and always to be ready, ready for his coming. So there's no need for hasty preparation, no need to try and last minute put things right. But we live our hearts in tune with God, our hearts in tune with our own redeemed destiny in Christ Jesus, looking for and welcoming our Advent King. Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus said, come close to God, and he will come close to you. Come to us, Lord Jesus, here in our homes, just as we are, during this Advent season, while we wait for your glory to be revealed. May your Spirit fall afresh on us today, as we witness news of the proposed vaccine for the current pandemic. May our hearts beat with renewed hope, renewed courage, renewed faith, that your light may be seen today in kind acts of love and friendship to all those whom we come in contact. Amen. We pray for our most gracious Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and all the royal family. Heavenly Father, protect them as they too face these challenging times. We pray for our Prime Minister and those who hold power in government, never forgetting all who serve our needs. For those who work in hospitals, nursing homes, surgeries and pharmacies. And for those who supply our food. For all who seek, research, explore and access treatments and cures. for those who preach your word, especially here in Denham, for those who care for the deceased and their families, and all who in this season reflect your and mirror your love. Bless and protect them every day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray now for the many who are brought low and feel vulnerable at this time, for the sick, the elderly, the lonely, and the unloved. For those whom we know, we name before you, Lord, and pray that you will open wide your arms and comfort them. Ever-present God, be with us in our isolation. Be close to us in our distancing. And may we find joy even during dark times, knowing that your love is closer to us than the next breath. As we approach this Advent season, help us to wait and be patient for your coming. And we pray that you will raise us up. So whatever is true, whatever is honest, just and lovely, may we think on these things in the days to come. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.